Okay. All set, Fran.
Okay. All right, everyone, sit comfortably. Whether you meditate or if you don't meditate, your feet flat on the floor, or if you can, sit on a cushion, hold your legs gently. Make sure that you're not putting any pressure on your ankles and your knees. Okay, we're going to begin by taking a deep breath, inhaling to the bottom of our lungs. Most of the time we don't breathe deeply down there and there's stale air there. So take a really deep breath and clear out that air that's down there. So take a deep breath and exhale. We're going to be doing a breath cleansing to remove any tension in the body. We're going to begin by breathing to the count of three. I'm going to say inhale, one, hold the breath, then exhale to the count of three. Okay, so inhale, one, two, three, hold the breath, and exhale to the count of three. One, two, three. Again, inhale. One, two, three. Hold the breath. Now exhale. One, two, three. One more time. Inhale. One, two, three. Hold the breath. Then exhale. One, two, three. Now relax. I want you to shift your attention to the soles of your feet. Imagine that there's a pool of soft, warm, golden light under your feet. And as you inhale, see that light rise up to fill your feet up to your neck. Take a breath and see and feel the warmth rising to your ankle. And as you exhale, release any tension you have in that area. Take another breath, and as you do, see the warm light fill your legs up to your knees. Exhale, releasing any tension that's there. I'm going to take another breath. See the light rise to fill your thighs. Feel the warmth in your feet all the way up to your thighs. Now just breathe for a moment and feel this light soothe all of your muscles from the soles of your feet to your thighs. Now take another deep breath and feel this warm light fill your pelvis, buttocks, and your lower back. Exhale, release all the muscles there so that tension flows out with your breath. Now inhale and feel the warmth rise into your belly, up into your chest, all the way to your collarbones. Now exhale, feeling all the tension leave this area. I'm going to take another breath, see the light fill your back, hips up to the tops of your shoulders. Exhale and release all the tension there. Now take a breath and see the light fill your arms down to the tips of your fingers. And exhale, releasing the tension. Now inhale and fill your neck and your head with soft, warm, golden light. Many of us carry tension in our jaws, around our eyes, between our brows, and in our foreheads. As you breathe now, I want you to feel your face and jaw completely relaxed, bathed in the light. You are now filled with warmth and light from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. See yourself warm and shining. Feel all of your muscles relaxing in the glow. After you leave the meditation, set the intention to check your body several times during the day to see if you're storing tension anywhere. Whenever you find tension, breathe light into that area and let the tension leave as you exit. We're now going to have 3 minutes of silence. Just sit in the silence, breathe gently, feel the warmth, see the light. Hey, everyone, take a deep breath. And relax your whole body. A lot of us are carrying tension these days. We have the events in our personal lives, the life of the nation, and the life in the world, which can cause fear. And we tend to respond to that by tensing up. A couple of weeks ago, I was reacting to current events. And I began praying to let go of that fear that had stirred up. And it came to me that I should meditate. I don't often take that as my first response to tension, but I'm learning to do that now. As soon as I relaxed my body, my mind's eye was filled with the image of a kaleidoscope. I was surprised, but happy, as I love kaleidoscopes. Turn the one in my mind and look through the end to find a beautiful pattern of colors. Reds like rubies, orange like carnelians, yellow amber, green emeralds, blue lapis, and violet like amethyst, with a rainbow of colored tips. Amazing, beautiful pattern. After a moment, I reached up to turn the tube and the picture immediately began to change. When I stopped turning, I was looking at a second beautiful pattern. I loved what I was seeing, but I was confused about the message I was being given. I thought about it for a moment, then I understood. The thing about the beauty in a kaleidoscope is that in order to have more beauty, you must destroy the old pattern. You must turn the tube and shatter what had been there. But this disruption doesn't last. Turning the tube brings a new pattern just as beautiful as the one before it. But first, there is absolute. I decided that I should look at the time we're living in. I see that the breakdown is temporary, and then another pattern will be formed. It's the same as the instant of sperm has entered the egg. In that moment, both egg and sperm dissolve into one another. For a moment, just a moment, there is chaos. And then the directions in the DNA take over and a new creature is being formed. As I looked through the kaleidoscope, thoughts came to me, one after the other. First one was, it's always darkest before the dawn. Then there's always a clouding of the sky before the rain. There's always the darkness of ignorance before the illumination of knowledge. New growth begins from the remains of the old. I suddenly saw another image, this time of a caterpillar in a cocoon. Its body was literally falling apart and the parts were rearranged to make a butterfly. As I saw this moment in time, as the comes into being, I found myself less afraid. I mean, the caterpillar must be daunted by what's happening to its body, and yet slowly but surely it comes together and becomes a new creature. Instead of utter destruction, began to have temporary disruption before it became something new and beautiful. So now take a deep breath all to the bottom of your lungs. Inhale warmth and light, and exhale stress and tension. Set the intention to do this at any hour of the night, whenever it all gets to be too much. Maybe you can buy yourself a kaleidoscope to remind yourself of this and give yourself a little beauty. I want to thank you for participating in this meditation. I'm so happy that all of you came to share this time and space.